Kathleen, how are you?
Good, Tony. I'm tired this morning. Well, I'm late with the school board.
How late was that meeting last night?
Well, I just barely squeaked in my deadline at 12:20.
And they decided a lot, didn't they?
Well, they did, and they went through a lot to decide a lot. But what the East Lansing School Board did decide to do is that in 2016 they will close Red Cedar School or find another purpose for that building, and they will ask voters in February to extend a bond to raise about $53 million to do some work on the other elementary schools and build a sixth grade wing at the middle school.
You know what's been interesting about Kathleen is the community's been very engaged in this process.
You know, they have been extremely engaged in this process, and honestly, I live in this community. I'm a little bit closer to this issue than some of the other issues that I cover, and unfortunately, I have seen that there is some division among neighborhoods in East Lansing over this issue, and I find that to be, I'm hoping that that is something that can be quickly overcome.
What do you mean by division?
Well, everybody wants their school to stay open. The people in the White Hills neighborhood want their school to stay open. The people around Pinecrest, you know, although that was never one of the schools that was in real doubt, the people around Glen Cairn, which is 100 yards from my house, want Glen Cairn to stay open. The Red Cedar people want Red Cedar to stay open. Everybody wants their own neighborhood school.
So what's the determining factor? How is it decided which to close and which to keep open?
Well, there have been, East Lansing had a task force that looked at which schools were viable and which were not, and kind of the task force concluded that all of the elementary schools are old and not really up to date and a little bit small. And what it had recommended was that there be four elementaries remaining and that they all be rebuilt kind of from the ground up to be modern schools that hold somewhere far north of the 350 kids that a lot of the schools hold now.
And I know that there was some thoughts, the superintendent had a proposal, someone else had a motion to perhaps raise revenues, but at this point in time, that's not going to be done.
Correct. Well, his proposal was to raise a smaller amount of revenue and do some renovations and remodeling at the schools that they are certain they want to keep, and then kind of go back and look at the other schools at a later time. This was they had four different proposals on the table before they were able to pass something.
All right. Kathleen, did you learn anything from Irvin Magic Johnson's visit to Everett High School?
Oh, my God, that was so much fun, wasn't it?
It was. Right? It was very energizing. It's very motivational, even though he was directing his speech to the kids. Just to hear someone talk so positively about what he's doing was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. And I think, when he kind of told us in the press conference afterward that Lansing is his home, and I believe that he feels that way. And it was nice to see his family and some of his old friends there. And, it was really a nice day for the kids at Everett and kind of a nice thing for Lansing to know that Magic still holds Lansing in his heart.
To see him shush up thousands of folks at one time, I thought was interesting. But he mentioned something, Kathleen, I'm sure you heard this too at his press conference, how I had asked him a question of how he was able to succeed and make money in building businesses in urban areas. And a lot of other businesses don't see that as a viable way to do business. And he said that not only do people that live in these areas want this, but that they trusted him and will support him. And obviously, that's probably the key behind everything.
I think that's very much so. You know, that he's a good enough businessman that he saw this area, that these areas that are being underserved by, you know, some of the companies that go after people with the $75,000 and up incomes. And he said, you know what, maybe we're not going to get, like, super, super rich serving people who have less money to spend, but, they want to spend money like everybody else.
All right. And finally, before I let you go, anything new and newsy with the Lansing School District? And I wonder, has the process to find the replacement or the successor to Dr. T.C. Wallace is in order yet?
There has not been a lot of discussion about that issue yet, although the board last night, while I was in East Lansing, I missed the meeting in Lansing where they started their what they're calling a community conversation and asking people for input on what they feel the school should look like in the future. So here is, you know, kind of all of our districts are in the same boat, looking at how they're going to serve kids in the future with fewer buildings and more efficiency.
Kathleen, you can't be a million places at one time, but when it comes to education, there's lots of newsy stuff going on.
There sure is.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.